Hey, boss.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Boss, I don't know if it's any of my business, but the girls and I, well, we're worried about you, doggone it. You don't seem yourself. I mean, Jill says it's been weeks since you grabbed her ass. Lisa can't remember the last time you showed her internet porn. And now Megan tells me you've taken the cameras out of the ladies' room. I mean, what gives? You're the managers of a Hooters, for goodness sake.
Oh, Kevin, you always did know me best. What is it about you short order cooks? Well, it's like you can see into people's souls. No, sir. We just care about people, that's all. We just care. Kevin, I'm going to be honest with you. We're not making ends meet here at Hooters. We need a boost. I don't know how we're going to get it. God damn it, the owl, the orange shorts. How'd we go wrong, Kevin?
Boss, have you ever heard of a man named Bergenzer? Herb Bergenzer?
Yeah. The ad guy. Yeah. Why didn't I think of it? Kevin, you get me Herb Bergenzer. The next day. Everyone, I brought you here today for three announcements. First of all, I'm proud to say the cameras are back up in the ladies' room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's about time.
That's what I was feeling.
I thought you'd be pleased. Second, our employee of the month, I'm proud to say, is Kevin.
Kevin
is entitled to the parking spot next to mine, $15 in cash, and a plate of mild wings, as long as they're redeemed before March 15th. Way to go, Kevin. Our third announcement, and this is the biggie. We're in trouble, people. Financially in trouble. I know, I'm worried too. But I've got good news. A man to fix everything, right within our midst. Dare I say, a wizard in his field. Hooterettes and gentlemen, Herb Bergenzer.
All right! How's everybody doing? Is it getting hard in here, or is it just me? Hey, okay. Let me tell you a little about myself. My name is Herb Bergenzer. I like chickpeas. I served 2 years in the Cub Scouts. My SOCOM name is the Grey Mongoose. And I once had a Spanish-speaking comedy tape go double platinum. But now my racket's the ad game. The key to my success? The three G's, people. A glut of enthusiasm, a gross of fun, and a gallon of honesty. All right! You people need a slogan, and I'm here to save you. Here we go. Hooters! All right, let's try this one on for starters. Hooters! It's like the minor leagues for strippers. No? Too honest? Didn't want me to go there? All right, don't fret. We're just getting started here. All right, here we go. Hooters, the Yankees change their uniforms more often. No? You want to stay away from the sports themes? Okay, I got it. Then you should have said that to begin with. Hooters, wearing pantyhose with shorts for over 20 years. No? Come on, people, that was a good one. Cut me a break here. All right, Herbie needs the focus. Let me see, okay. All right, I got it. All right. Hooters, come for our girls. Hey, I said four. All right, now we're cooking. How about this? Come on, there are plenty of places you can go for good food. This is Hooters. Or Hooters, we're famous for our wings somehow. Hooters, if caught in the forest, our waitresses will never be mistaken for deer. Hooters, there's a reason why we have no location at the Borgata. Hooters, would you like stretch marks with your chicken fingers? Hooters, thanks to the owl idea guy, our restaurant's not called tits. All right! I like that one myself. I appreciate that. Stop, though. You're too kind. Your applause certifies my greatness. Thank you.
Mr. Bergenzer.
Yes, Triple Chin. How can I help you?
Well, we've been thinking about some new menu items. Like Ballpark Franks, for example. They've approached us. But we're not sure it's such a good idea to put a hot dog on our menu. Could you sell us on Ballpark Franks, Mr. Wizard?
My friend, I'll be honest with you. You desperately need a bath. And I appreciate the respect you've shown me and my talents. And for that, I'll help you with your hot dog dilemma. All right, keep your lips shut and your asses puckered. It's Herbie time! All right, here we go! Ballpark Franks! Okay, I've got it. Ballpark Franks! They plump when you cook them! Which makes you, when you think about it, seem like there's some other things going on that really you're not comfortable with. No? Too wordy? Okay. Ballpark Franks. They pop when you cook them, which is kind of like a wiener. Ballpark Franks. They pop when you cook them. Probably because they're made of harmful chemicals we've added. Ballpark Franks. Artificially swollen meat. Not playing Major League Baseball. Ballpark Franks. That's good butthole. Ballpark Franks. You call them pig scraps. We call them ingredients. Tomato, tomato. Ballpark Franks. They won't even serve them on Cambodia Fear Factor. Ballpark Franks. They're not even on the menu at Hooters. All right. All right. The river's raging. You couldn't dam it if you tried. Who dares challenge me? You, Double D Cup, hit me.
I like Krispy Kreme. I'd like to hear an ad for Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme! Because if other donut brands are lacking anything, it's more sugar and saturated fat. All right! You, Saddlebags, what you got?
How about Massengill?
Massengill! For the love of God, please use it. Okay, you, Ass Chest.
Maybelline makeup?
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's just because you're hot. This crap's not gonna cure ugly. All right, thank you very much. Good night, Hooters. You've just witnessed Herb Berginzer.